This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 7:17 a.m. Tuesday, the 14th of July. And in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Hawati Abdulhamid, Senior Research Associate at the Khazanah Research Institute, on the revision of the poverty line. But in the meantime, let's talk about how the Parliament sitting went yesterday. Because as first days go, yesterday's Parliament sitting was somewhat chaotic, to say the least.
Yeah, a number of things happened. And we'll just go through a few things that took place. Tan Sri Mohammad Arif Yusof was replaced as the Dewan Rakyat Speaker with a very narrow vote of majority there. 111 votes in favour of the motion, 109 votes against. Just to remind everyone, Parliament consists of 222 MPs, so that's very, very close. The Deputy Speaker, Datuk Ngongo Nga Korming, resigned before a motion to remove him could be voted on. He later said he did so in solidarity with the now former Speaker. And Datuk Azhar Harun, the former EC Chair, became the new Dewan Rakyat Speaker without being voted in by the MPs.
Yeah, so I think he explained that based on the standing orders, a vote did not have to be held if there was only one candidate for Speaker. But just bear in mind, I think the opposition weren't given time to actually nominate a suitable candidate, right? And I think all these questions about why in the first place did Tan Sri Mohammad Arif, why did he have to be removed if he was doing quite a good job?
Yeah, so there is a lot to unpack. And helping us to do that this morning is Dr. Hamidin Abdulhamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Hamidin. Now, yesterday was quite the dramatic day at Parliament. As Speaker of the House, Tan Sri Mohammad Arif, was removed by the barest of majorities, a mere 2 votes. What does this slim majority say about Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's support base?
Hi, guys. Morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I think when we look at yesterday's event, I think that is very much historical in terms of the running of the parliament, not only in Malaysia, but also maybe in the Commonwealth. I think, and looking at the result where Tan Sri Mohammad Arif was removed by only 2 votes, I think it shows how thin and slim majorities Tan Sri Muhyiddin is having now. And it also shows how, in my point of view, unstable PN government in terms of their majority and in terms of their grips on the government is. So with that, I think for us, most of us researchers, we see that it's very much unstable, and we see that in parliament sitting is going to be a very tough and challenging for the government in any effort, in any process that needs voting in the parliament will make PN government in trouble.
So almost immediately after the vote to remove the speaker was had, UMNO Youth questioned if the PN government can survive, suggesting snap elections. Do you think the call for snap elections will gain more traction now after yesterday's slim majority?
I think if you look at most of the people look at the strategy for some, especially UMNO leadership, is definitely they want to have a snap election as soon as possible. They believe that they're holding the ground now. They have the advantage, particularly with their cooperation with PAS and then with the Muvakkat National. Definitely, I think the call for elections will be growing stronger and stronger. And this is where I think here in BFM, I mentioned before that the challenge for Tan Sri Muhyiddin is not only from PH. I don't think they will face a strong challenge for PH in terms of the government now. But I think the challenge is very much coming from internal coalition, particularly from UMNO.
In your view, and let's take a citizen's view, should a snap elections be called now? And also given the practicality of the situation, because it's a pandemic and we are in a crisis situation. I mean, from a citizen's point of view.
Yeah, I think, yes, from citizen point of view, definitely I don't think this is the right time to have elections, as you are rightly so point out. For people, I think what's matter most is very much about daily matters, about bread and butter issues. We are, I think every one of us are facing tough situation in terms of economic. I think this week everybody is talking about the reopening of the school. I think that's going to be a bigger challenge in terms of the most of the family in Malaysia. So I think as a citizen, I don't think we need to have an election now. I think what we want is very much a responsible government to really tackling issues faced by the people on the streets. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Hamidin, I mean, the opposition has argued that Art Harun's appointment as speaker without a vote taking place went against the rules and that the opposition weren't able to nominate their own candidate. Does the manner of his appointment jeopardize Art Harun's standing as an impartial speaker?
I think, look at this, I think one of the biggest challenges faced by Art Harun, definitely, will be the chairman of the House, is not only the manner how he was appointed, but why he was appointed. I think this is one of the biggest challenges faced by the current government. I think for the past 2 years, people always emphasize on the independence of the parliament. I think this is where one of the biggest challenges and also slogans carried out by the PH government was very much to look at the international reform, and parliament is one of the areas. And I think Tan Sri Muhammad Arif clearly show a great contribution for that part. So for Art Harun, I think one of the biggest challenges for him is not only about the manners how he was appointed, but also the reason why he was appointed. I think will definitely color most of his time as a speaker.
Now, we've talked about the perception that the government in charge right now in parliament is weaker than what we're traditionally used to. But this also means that then there's a very strong opposition. What do you make of the strength of the opposition currently in parliament?
I think when we look at the current situations, I think for us, it's going to be a very much a new norm in Malaysia, where we think it's not going to be a very strong government for quite some time in Malaysia. Even if we have a general election, I think the result will be almost the same to some extent. So what we're going to look at now, we have a very good opposition, a very good block of opposition. So what we have now is very much quite a balance in terms of the parliament votings and an opportunity for us to see a good debate. So what we hope now is for our members of parliament to carry out their act responsibly and really carry out a good responsible as a, in my point of view, as a lawmaker in the country. So it is a good time to be in the opposition now in Malaysia.
Well, I think the elephant in the room is really, what do you think of yesterday's events? What does that mean for Tun Mahathir's vote of no confidence against the current PM's government?
I think with the current with the result of the voting for speakers, it shows that Tan Sri Muhyiddin have the number, but the numbers is still, I think, very very narrow too. Two or three. So I think it will be very much interesting to see what's happened next in the next couple of weeks. Knowing Malaysian politics, I think it's still dynamic in terms of that. So I think the vote of no confidence is still valid and still I think will be done. It is a tough challenge for Tun Mahathir to get the number, but at the same time, I think it will be a very need a very strong effort by Tan Sri Muhyiddin to keep hold of his government.
Now, I don't know about you, Doctor, but watching Dato' Sri Anwar and Tun Mahathir on the same side of the aisle in Parliament was quite surreal to me. What else will you be watching out during the rest of this parliamentary sitting? What are you going to be paying attention to?
Okay, I will definitely look at the current situation. I'm more interested to look at how the current administration will face with most of the questions that will be put forward to them by the oppositions. And you are right, because in Malaysia, in my point of view, we are talking about personality. So we can see that two personalities, they are in the same side, and how does another personality from the government. So I'm waiting for example, when it comes to the economics, how does Topa will perform, and especially I think Minister of Finance. I think everybody is waiting for him to see how he's performed in the parliament.
Exciting times indeed, Dr. Hamidin. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre, helping us to unpack, I think, the first day of the parliamentary sitting. But one of the biggest takeaways was really that very slim majority that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's party coalition had in the vote against the motion to replace the Speaker. We're running a poll on the subject, asking you whether that slim majority indicates that the PN government can or cannot pass future legislation. Let us know what you think. We've had about 80 votes so far. 71% of our respondents don't think that the PN government can pass future legislation. Only 10% said yes. Another 18 or so percent said they don't know.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because right now we have a very strong opposition. If I'm not incorrect, I think the strongest opposition we've had ever in Malaysia's history. And the fact that we've got both Tun Mahathir and Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim on the same side of the aisle. This is the first time Tun Mahathir's been on the opposition side of in Parliament, which is quite surreal, really. I know I've said that before, but not to sound like a fanboy or anything like that, but it was.
Yeah, so I think what's important is what motions will be rejected and accepted, right? Because we also want to keep the economy chugging along, you know, motions shouldn't be opposed just for the sake of opposing them.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I think the elephant in the room, as you said, Noel, is the no confidence vote that is set to see the light of day in Parliament this sitting, because, you know, one or two votes could make the difference here.
And not to mention, for the rest of the sitting, we're going to see bills being tabled. How are they going to vote? Is it going to be along basically party lines? Are we going to see very hardline partisanship going forward? That's something I'll be watching.
Yes, because we talked about whether or not we would see a hardening of stances between the two sides of the political divide, whether or not opposition lawmakers would just point blank refuse to vote for government bills. We had that conversation with Dr. Bridget Welsh of the University of Nottingham's Asia Research Institute yesterday. If you want to listen to that conversation, you can find it on the BFM app as well as on Spotify. But right now we have the 7:30 news bulletin coming up for you. And up next, speaking with Nick Hillman, Director of Higher Education Policy Institute Think Tank, on the financial losses universities may suffer due to COVID-19. That's happening after the news. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.